Well, that's the beginning of a story that appears in, I think, 26 episodes. Mm-hmm. And the story gets more and more difficult as we go along. But, Jill, what can I do for you? What does that mean?
What can I help you with? Is there something that you need from me?
It's not obvious, what can I do for you, that that's what it means, mm-hmm. but that is what it means. Mm-hmm. Can I help you? Mm-hmm. What can I do for you?
Mm-hmm. And where would you typically get this from? A storekeeper, or if you phone somebody up, some kind of business up on the phone, that the person that answers the phone very often would say that to you.
Mm-hmm. What can I do for you? In this case, in the story, these people arrive unexpected, mm-hmm. and so the person opening the door sees two people that he doesn't know, and he says, what can I do for you?
I guess it's not in here, but we could mention that it would be very common to say as well, how can I help you?
Very good.
Which means
how can I help you?
What can I do for you?
Right.
And I guess with both of these phrases, I think that non-native speakers, especially if they are first being introduced to the language and they show up, and because there are different ways of saying different things, very often if you're only used to hearing one way of sort of asking what people can do for you or can they help you or whatever, when people hear this, they might sort of be taken aback. Oh, what did they say to me? They feel kind of threatened because it's not the expression they were expecting.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an important point, and I think as a matter of strategy for learners, make sure that there is one that you can use. You don't have to be able to use them all, but try to recognize all of them. Mm-hmm. So, may I help you? Can I help you? What can I do for you? Is there anything I can do for you? Those are all good. Mm-hmm. Learn to recognize them, but have one that you're comfortable using. Mm-hmm. Let's move on. The next one. Glad to meet you.
I'm happy to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you. Very common greeting.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to meet you. It's short for I am glad to meet you. Mm-hmm. But I think if a non-native speaker can say glad to meet you with the right intonation, he will sound or she will sound very natural.
Mm-hmm. And the next one is nice to meet both of you.
Again, it's nice to meet you, but if you meet two people, you might say nice to meet both of you. You could even say nice to meet you both.
And if there's more than two, you could say nice to meet all of you.
Exactly. So it's a continuation of that glad to meet you, nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that people know how to greet people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who are you looking for? That's not so common. What are you looking for? Mm-hmm. Can I help you? What are you looking for? Here, I think we should just tell our users to go and listen to the story, and they'll mm-hmm. see from the context why this is mm-hmm. The phrase that's used.
You may have someone saying, who are you looking for, if you show up at an office or something, and they're wondering, who are you looking for? I'm looking for George, or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm. Very good point. The receptionist may very well say, hello, who are you looking for? Mm-hmm. How may I help you? Who are you looking for?
Right.
I'm looking for Jill. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to her about my account.
I want to ask her how I can sign up for the linguist, Jimmy.
Right. Okay. Tell me his name. I think that is a structure, tell me. Not tell to me. Tell me. Give me.
You're asking for information.
You're asking for
information. Tell me his name.
Right. And you're asking for someone to do something for you. But I think the interesting thing there is I listen to him, mm-hmm. but I tell him.
Mm-hmm.
Next one.
I am younger than him.
Mm-hmm. I often, when I talk to our learners, even learners who have been learning English for 10 years, they will say, I am younger as him,
mm-hmm.
often. So younger than, if there's a difference, mm-hmm. bigger than, faster than, younger than, mm-hmm. taller than. But I am as good as him, as fast as him. So
equal
as
to.
equal to. So as implies an equal relationship, mm-hmm. than implies a difference. Mm-hmm.
And that does a difficult concept for a lot of people to mm-hmm. get a handle on, for sure.
It's not, again, the way we, of course, teach at The Linguist, we don't want it to be so much of a concept as a habit. Mm-hmm. Younger than, bigger than, faster than. You hear an ER, it's a than. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just get used to it. Don't worry about why. It just is.
Which one of you is taller?
Now, there is a little more difficult structure for mm-hmm. our beginners. Which one of the many, which one of those three mm-hmm. belongs to you? Mm-hmm. Which car do you want to buy? Which blouse of those five blouses mm-hmm. do you want mm-hmm. for yourself? Which one? And the construction that which one of the ones that you saw in the store?
Which one do you like best?
Which one do you like best?
Yes, there. It implies that there's more than one. There's a choice to be made between more than one.
Right. Okay, and the last one was my brother is taller. Again, if it was a matter of comparing my brother to me, my brother is taller than me. All right, I think we've kind of covered this. Mm-hmm. All right. Right, we'll stop it here.
Right. And once again, though, we'd want to remind all of you to make sure to visit our site at thelinguist.com, where you'll be able to study this item and, of course, the other 25 parts, and get a full transcript, look up the words and phrases that you don't know, save those words and phrases, review them. Of course, write to us, have your writing corrected, speak to our tutors, a full range of services that we offer at a very reasonable price. So please, there is a free 14-day trial. I encourage you all, if you're not members already, to come and check out our site.
I think it might be worth adding to Mark that this is an easy one. We will also do intermediate and advanced ones. So we will vary it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, I think that's good. We'll see you all next time.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.